genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday, here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is legends. Each of my guests will discuss a legend of one kind or another. My first guest is the daughter of music legend. We'll discuss her legendary father, Johnny Cash, and the upcoming third annual Johnny Cash Festival here in Ventura. My second guest is a rock and roll legend, a founding member of Traffic, solo artist, and active philanthropist for Music to Children. We'll review his career and catch up on what he's doing today. My third guest is a rocket scientist who's interested in space exploration and extraterrestrial intelligence. We'll discuss his findings from extensive interviews with qualified people about UFOs and alternative energy sources that will propel us deep into outer space. And if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to call in and ask a question of any of my guests, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Cindy Cash, is one of four daughters produced by Johnny Cash's marriage to Vivian Liberto. Johnny was married to Cindy's mother from 1954 to 1968. And joining us right here from Ventura, Cindy Cash. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Bill?
Well, just terrific, and thank you so much for being my special guest here today.
Well, thank you. Great. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. So let's start right into it. I mean, your father was a complicated and a contradictory man, but he was, after all, your father. So how do you remember him?
How do I remember? Wow, that's a pretty broad question.
Yeah.
And about a million different ways.
All right.
I think every day I have a different memory come back at me, and something funny or something, a lesson that he taught me, or just every day something. He's always with me, that's for sure.
But that is wonderful. Now, as you reminisce about your father, what were some of the things that lessons that you learned from him that stand out in your mind, Cindy?
Well, the lesson I learned from him by example was probably humility. Now, whether I learned it or not and can be as good at it as being as humble as he was, I don't know, but it was definitely it left quite an impression on me, his humility did.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, he was every man. But on the flip side of that coin, Cindy, he wasn't always every man to every man at every time either. I mean, he started out, he was fairly brash in his younger years. Looking back, do you have any childhood stories of your father where he was either being particularly brash or particularly fatherly that you remember that you can share with my audience?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Many. I still have some really funny letters he would write to me when we had an earthquake out here, and he wrote a little poem to me about it, and when I had poison oak so bad I couldn't go to school, I have those letters where he would tell, you know, just, he was always there in his heart. And although he was gone more than he was home, I think the letters kept him there, which keeps me having the daddy memories that a lot of people whose fathers aren't there don't have. But he was very present in our lives, whether he was present physically or not. But one memory that came to mind when you asked me that was one Christmas when he took his boots and stuck them in the fireplace and got ashes all over the bottom of them, and then made footprints in the ashes going from the fireplace out the front door, which I don't know why he did that, because I thought Santa Claus went back up the chimney. But I mean, that it was really hard to convince me there wasn't a Santa Claus until I think I was about 32 because of that.
That is great. We're talking to Cindy Cash, daughter of Johnny Cash, and local resident here, too. We'll get into that in just a minute. But your father was known as the Man in Black. Definitely, that was his persona. And every concert, I loved it. He would start, "Hello, my name is Johnny Cash." And that's who he was on stage. But if you really dive down beneath that, what was he like as a man? I mean, what can you tell us that about Johnny Cash that maybe we didn't know because you're an insider, a family member?
That he was really, really funny.
Really?
And he didn't really, you know, that part of him wasn't very public, because at the same time he was kind of a shy person. But he was hilarious. He could make me laugh at the lowest moments of my life, because you never knew what to expect. He had a very interesting sense of humor. Let me say interesting. That's a good word, yeah.
Well, now, what does interesting mean, Cindy? That's an interesting choice of words.
He didn't show that side of himself to people that he didn't know real well, that he wasn't real comfortable with. But he had quite a sense of humor, and was probably should have won an award for sarcasm sometimes too, but good sarcasm, you know, funny sarcasm. Also, that he was a very simple man, even though everyone would be so intimidated by him. He used to ask me, why do sometimes you just kind of look away like I'm not in the room? I said, I don't know, I always think you're, you know, thinking of something really important, and I don't want to interrupt your thought process. He said, I was just wondering if it was going to rain today. So, you know, that was back in my younger days, and then we got really close, and I got to know him much better. So, everybody was intimidated by him when he walked in the room, but especially his children, and especially if we were doing something wrong, he was quite a presence. But he was just really a simple man with a big heart, a lot of compassion. His faith in God was unshakable, and just a simple country boy. Sometimes that's what I call him. But then there was the Johnny Cash, and there was the dad, and those were two separate people to me.
I see, and that's just where I was going. We're talking to Cindy Cash, and I was going to ask you about that, because his persona was so much larger than life. I mean, people around him, you know, were fawning over him and everything else, and here he is, he's your dad. You were sort of, I'm sure, his reality anchor to the world, that he wasn't all that self-important. But, you know, how did you deal with your dad's persona, you know, and his bigger-than-life image? And did that ever filter into the household experience?
No.
He kept that separate. It was just a completely different part
separate.
Of his life.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Totally separate. Now, at home, he was at home. What in the world? At home. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
At home, he was dad. At home, he was just he got to be himself. Once he stepped out that door to get on the bus or a plane, he became a professional.
Mm.
One thing about Dad that I loved, probably one of the things I loved the most about him, was that he was the epitome of a gentleman.
Now, how so? I mean, just in his mannerisms?
And that's the part of, that once again goes back to his country boy roots, you know. He was just a southern gentleman. He always respected anyone older than him with, you know, yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no sir, as if he were still a little boy. He opened doors for people. It didn't matter. The thought of who he was to the public didn't enter his mind when a lady was walking in front of him and it was time to open the door. He just was a gentleman. He did not think of himself as large as other people were thinking of him, and I think that's why the humility is such a strong lesson to me, because he was always just him no matter what. He didn't like to see his picture on T-shirts because it embarrassed him, kind of.
Mm.
I don't know, it's kind of difficult for me to put that into words.
Part of his shy side coming
through. It was part of just his, you know, the humility, the southern gentleman part of him, the kind of shy person, those all to me go hand in hand as to bottom line of, you know, who he was as a human being.
All right, we're talking to Cindy Cash, daughter of the late Johnny Cash, and we're talking leading up to the third annual Johnny Cash Festival that's going to be held here in Ventura. And you mentioned it earlier in one of your answers, Cindy, that your father was a devout Christian. Many people didn't know that he was a Bible scholar, and he even once recorded a spoken word album from the King James Bible itself. On the contrary, you know, to your mom, he had an extramarital affair. He eventually divorced your mom, married June Carter. So how's your father characterized himself? He characterized himself as the biggest sinner of all. How do these contradictions sort of help define who your father is?
Because he never forgot that he was human. And but he also had no doubt in his mind. I've never seen anyone with the kind of faith that he had. His convictions were just—they were my lessons in the Bible. Every question I ever had about the Bible or God or life here, you know, life after this life, I went to him with, because he, as much as any other human could know, he knew. He knew from studying. He knew from researching. He knew from not he knew about the afterlife, because of course he hadn't been there yet, but he knew. He had studied every Bible ever written, and he had read every book ever written on every Bible ever written, and every religion. And then he went to—he was an ordained minister. A lot of people don't know that.
I did not know that.
He took classes through the mail on the road to become an ordained minister. But he would never hang his certificate on the wall. And one day I said, "Why don't you hang that up, Dad? You should be so proud of that." And he said, "I don't feel like I've earned it, because I don't preach in church on Sundays and do the things preachers do." I said, I told him, "Every time you get on stage and sing a gospel song, you're preaching." And so he had me take it down and frame it, and then when I came to see him the next time, it was hanging in his closet. But, you know, he was an ordained minister. He married about six couples, and he was a Bible scholar. So the book he wrote on the life of St. Paul, which is someone he was fascinated with, he spent 9 years writing, and it's a novel, and it's pretty amazing.
Wow, it's amazing. We're talking to Cindy Cash. We're learning things about her father, Johnny Cash, that I didn't even know. So, Cindy, carry this through for us, if you will, please. How did his faith, how did his Christianity kind of come through in his music?
I think it was his presentation. I mean, obviously it was the words he was singing, too, but, I mean, it was also his presentation and the simplicity of it.
Okay. Now, some of my listeners may or may not know that there is a Ventura connection with your father as well. Tell us about that Ventura connection and about the house that he had out on the avenue.
Well, it wasn't on the avenue. It was actually on Highway 33 in Casita Springs, California. If you blink, you miss it. As you're driving from Ventura to Ojai, you have to drive right through it. So the house is up on a hill, and it's the only house up there. We were living in Memphis, and my two older sisters and myself were born in Memphis. He was on Sun Records. And then he decided he wanted to move to Hollywood, and I still to this day, because I don't think he does, know why, but we moved here when I was 2 weeks old and bought a Johnny Carson's house on Havenhurst Avenue. And I think about 2 years later, a year later, he decided he didn't really like it there. It was just too crowded. And this is a country boy that grew up on a cotton farm in Dyess, Arkansas, in the middle of nowhere, moving to Hollywood. It was just, you know, it was quite a culture shock, I think.
I bet.
So he decided to find some land and build a house where he had some privacy. And I think it was Johnny Western, who was a singer and a friend of his. And he said, "I need a contractor." So long story short, he told the contractor, "Please find me a house where no one can ever build next door." And the contractor picked that mountain because there's a canyon on each side of the house. And to this day, there's still not another house up there next door to it. It was so I don't know why that particular area, but we moved there in 1961, and we lived there until my parents divorced when I was 9.
Wow, that's an incredible connection to our community here in Ventura.
Yeah, Dad had an office on Main Street in Ventura, behind Carlson's Jewelers in the little arcade there, and he stopped at Carlson's Jewelers and bought gifts for Mom there. And he fished on Lake Casitas all the time. That was one of his favorite spots to go. And in between that, went on the road and worked and left us four little girls and our mom up on this mountain with rattlesnakes and tarantulas and all kinds of scary creatures up there. But I loved it. It was my little world, and it was a great place to grow up.
We're talking to Cindy Cash, daughter of Johnny Cash. Now, Cindy, you're back in town. You're here for an event. It's the third annual Johnny Cash Festival. Tell us a little bit about it. When's the festival going to be held? Where's it going to be held? What can we expect for from this year's festival?
This is going to be the best one ever. I'm really excited about this one. It's Saturday, this coming Saturday, June 18th, the day before Father's Day, and Kris Kristofferson is, I called him, and he's going to come and perform. I'm so excited about that. He was he's like our other dad, so him and Dad were very, very close. Him and his wife are coming, and it's a great, great way for me to spend Father's Day weekend. Then we're having the Blasters, we're having the X Band, going to have fun. It's going to be so much fun. We're having things for kids, like little train rides, I think. Not sure about the specifics of that, but it's going to be fun from beginning to end.
All right,
and
so it's...
I have people, there's going to be an exhibit there that I'm going to bring in that's going to just where people can see some of the personal side of Dad. I'm going to have, I have his car that he drove the last 15 years of his life, and I'm going to have that on display there. I'm going to have some of his clothing. I'm going to have some lots of photographs, the house in Casita Springs being built before and today, and what it looks like today, and awards and gold records and letters from President to Dad and letters from Dad to me, so his report cards, things like that. It's going to be really fun.
Wow. I mean, it sounds like a great event, an inside look at the life of Johnny Cash. Now, you said it's this Saturday, Cindy.
This Saturday from
where?
10 to 8.
From 10 to 8, and where will it be held?
Is it today? It's at the Ventura County Fairgrounds.
At the County Fairgrounds, so anybody can get in there. Is there a cost for going to see the third annual Johnny Cash Festival?
There is. The tickets are $25 a person. Children under 12 are free. And a large portion of this is going to, we have two charities that I picked one because it was my dad's, one of his favorite charities, and it's the Coalition for Against Violence Against Women. It's the Battered Women's Shelter here in Ventura County. And a lot of the proceeds will go to that from the ticket sales and also to the food share program to feed the hungry. So the tickets may sound a little high, but they're tax-deductible.
And it's all for worthy causes. I love that. We've been talking to Cindy Cash, daughter of the great legendary Johnny Cash. Cindy, thank you so much for spending part of your morning with us. We'll be talking to you down the line.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Take care. We'll talk to you soon.